I was running through the summer rain, trying to catch the evening train and kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. But when I tipped my bottle back, I smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman said, Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk, then you're a fool. I said, if that's against the law, tell me why I never saw a man locked in that jail of yours who wasn't just as low down poor as me. Well, that was when someone turned out the lights, and I wound up in jail to spend the night and dream of all the whining lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, I woke up next morning feeling like my head was gone, and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. And I told that man I'd sell my soul, something wet and cold is that old cell. That kindly jailer grinned at me, all eaten up with sympathy. Then poured himself another beer and came and whispered in my ear, if booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell. I said I knew there was something I liked about this town, but it takes more than that to bring me down, down, down. 'Cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Well, they finally came and told me they was gonna set me free, and I'd be leaving town if I knew what was good for me. I said it's nice to learn.
Morning, folks. Welcome back to WFIW. This is Bruce Dickey Show here on WFIW AM 1390 and 104.9 FM, Fairfield, Illinois. Also online at WFIWradio.com. Appreciate you tuning in this morning. My guest is Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett. We were just talking about the escape from the Wayne County security yesterday. And it brings up, I was wondering, I don't recall any. There are escapes in the past, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, there was one. I don't remember the year. It would have been when Sonny was sheriff, I think.
Uh-huh.
And they got one of the blocks loose, one of those glass blocks loose.
How, you know, usually those glass blocks aren't very big.
No, they're not. And how he got out that one hole is, I couldn't get my big melon through it, let alone any other part of me. But he got out and off he went. This was before they had the fence and the wire around the side and the back
that
of the jail.
Probably helped bring around the fence and the wire.
It did, yes. Yep. But he was caught a short time later. He was out, I don't know, I don't remember, it maybe 45 minutes or an hour, and he was caught at the Uptown
Motel. Did he try to get out of town? Did he?
No, he went to the Uptown Motel.
Well, he's probably nice, warmer than his cell.
I'd say it probably was warmer, yes.
This is before you were sheriff?
Yes, yes.
So you're a patrolman. Did you get
yep. this
help
one I had,
out that investigation?
Oh, yeah, that's when I had Elvis, and we were working that as well, and it was it's one of those exciting nights that you have, you don't want to have, especially,
right.
You know, felt for the sheriff at the time, because especially now thinking, oh my goodness, that's a horrible thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Sheriff Meyer had that here a year or two ago, and it's just not something that you want.
How long was Sheriff Meyer's escape? I'm trying to remember.
It was on Corn Day. I do remember that.
Yeah.
It would have been Corn Day in 2000 and...
I mean, how long was the escapee gone?
Oh, I don't think they were gone long either. They weren't gone long.
It's kind of difficult.
It is. It is. That's one of those things, you know, you can outrun a lot of things, but you can't outrun radios and phones. And
I mean, I always kind of keep that in mind when I'm driving, if rhetorical guy's exceeding speed limit, I wouldn't be doing it.
No, but someone.
But
if my
friend is exceeding the speed limit, the radios go a lot faster than cars do. Don't they
do.
That's something that everybody probably needs to keep in mind. All right, so. tell me, I was going to ask you about something. Let's change the subject entirely.
Okay.
I did not realize that the Wayne County, not only the Illinois Sheriff's Association, presents scholarships.
Yes, every
tell
year.
Tell me about that.
Every year, each sheriff in the state, and the money is allocated according to how many members you have in your county.
Uh-huh.
Some of the larger counties give out $1,000 worth of scholarships
right.
every year. We are allowed $500 every year from the Illinois Sheriff's Association. We give that out to a student. There's an application process. They can pick up applications at our office.
Is that still underway?
Sure. The deadline to have applications back in and is March 15th, I believe.
Okay.
And Andy Milner is telling me that the wire and fence was there at the time.
Andy's making stuff up.
That's why I have him along. He's sitting there analyzing and critiquing everything that I say. We have a debriefing after this.
Well, because he's the deputy sheriff, right?
Yeah.
What's his title?
He's a chief deputy.
Chief deputy, yeah. That's right.
So we will have a debriefing after this, and he'll tell me everything I said wrong.
Well, all right. So, well, but he's right in telling you March 15th, I presume.
Yes, March 15th is the deadline.
What are the qualifications for that? Is that a grades only? Is that a grades and
there's
financial?
There's an essay. Yes, there's. We try to look at grades.
You're not one of the judges, right? Or are you one of the
judges? No, I make the final decision.
I see.
But there are others that read through these essays and look through the applications. And
right.
what they will do is they will give you
recommendations.
Right, like a top three. And then we meet together and go over that and make a decision according.
How many kids usually apply for something like that?
Last year, Bruce, we only had three kids.
Is
two
that
kids,
all?
Two kids applied last
no
year.
No kidding.
Yeah. It was
That's
it.
Like free money.
It is. It's $500 of free money. It could buy your books for the first semester or whatever.
Yeah. Or come real close to buying your books.
Yeah. So it's something that a lot of kids don't do. We've given them out in... there have been Sisney kids, Wayne City kids, Fairfield over the last 5 years.
And it's not like it's earmarked to a child of a police officer.
No,
or like
no,
that.
No. We're like my son's a senior this year. He's not allowed to apply for it.
No kidding.
Right.
I'm surprised you have fewer than 10.
Well, when we first started, we were having more, but it seems like. It's one that it doesn't get advertised at the high school.
Yeah.
And it's even when we went for a meeting for scholarships earlier in the year this year, I looked through all the scholarships that they advertise at the high school, and ours was not one of them.
Really?
Right.
Oh, you know, all you got to have is like a piece of paper in there telling folks to look for this thing.
That's it. You know, it's
the easiest thing in the world.
And it's a pretty easy application, really. I've looked through some of Reese's applications that he's had to do for scholarships or applications.
I can imagine that they are pretty full-on informational.
Yes. Yeah. The essay is different every year. They have to write a one-page essay about a topic that the Sheriff's Association comes up with. I think... If I'm not mistaken, this year's maybe on the synthetic drugs. I'm not sure. I looked at it and I don't remember.
That's because you've been on synthetic drugs,
right? Probably.
I'm just teasing. But that's that leads us to another thing. You've been pretty busy lately. You've had a lot of busts recently, haven't there?
We have.
What's going on? I mean, are there more drugs, you think, coming in all the time? Are they coming in at a little higher rate, or are you just getting a little bit better? Are you getting better investigative techniques?
Well, I think it's a combination of two things. I think it's a case that the guys are out working and looking, trying to drum up business, so to speak.
Sure.
But I also think that it's a case where a lot more things are being handled locally now. You're not seeing as much come in from the outside as was before. I think a lot of that is because some of the oil field jobs or some of the jobs where people are traveling, and it's not necessarily just oil field, but there are the jobs where people travel out of state. Those are, you know, with the crunch in the economy, those people aren't traveling as much. And I think we've seen less come in since then.
I hadn't really considered that part of that as a part of the equation. It does make some sense, though, that a population that isn't on the move as much as another population
right.
would be on the move,
right.
that you're going to have more outside outside interference and outside bad stuff.
Right. And now we're looking and seeing more of a rise in labs, whether it be the shake and bake method or whether it be, you know, good old fashioned.
Is it similar? Lab. Is it similar to what it was 8 years ago or 10 years ago when you had all kinds of labs all over the place?
No, nothing like that. That was the Wild West, you know, here in Wayne County as far as labs and the things. Again, that was.
I mean, these farmers would be walking their fields,
yes,
and just come across a milk jug
yeah.
or something and realize, hey, that looks like it's bad.
Around every corner, it seemed like, was a meth lab at that time. Again, that was when Sheriff McCulley was sheriff, and I had the canine at the time.
Right.
And
so you were having to go do some checking.
Oh, my goodness. We run hard there for a long time. But no, it's nothing like that. But it is a little bit more than what we were seeing a couple of years ago. So, you know, I think it's going to ebb and flow some.
You've got a potentially really unique perspective on looking at this, how the ebb and flow of illegal drug trade into Wayne County. What do you think? Maybe an unanswerable question. It's probably the $64,000 question that everybody wants to know. What do you think affects it? Why did we have what socioeconomic reasons reduced the drug trade from 2005 to 2015?
Jobs. I mean, you know, when there was more of a wider range of jobs to be had,
and yeah.
the jobs that paid a little better, you know, then there was less need for it possibly, but if the economy goes down, continuing with oil and commodities the way it is right now,
yeah,
that will probably make
people have to make decisions they'd otherwise not make.
Right, and that could cause a rise in it again. Hopefully not to 2006-07 levels.
Yeah.
You know, somewhere around in there, but still a rise. Or I guess it'd be more like 2003 or 4.
Yeah.
When that was really going on.
Well, you see, now that's the thing. I know where you live. You know where I live. The neighborhood that we each walk our dogs in. 10, 15 years ago, I did walk my dog and walked past and smelled a house mm-hmm. that I don't have any idea what a meth lab smells like. But I think I do now.
Yes,
because you would walk by a building and you would say, "Hey, I've never smelled that before. That smells wrong. It smells like an electrical burn,
mm-hmm.
With a chemical burn, something mm-hmm. like that." And you know, over the past several years, that really hasn't happened that much anymore. That's something that you want to make sure that doesn't happen again.
Right, right. And I think, you know, we have such an active group that. They're really trying to be on the forefront of it and trying to
active group of investigators.
Yes, of deputies that they're really trying to make sure that we don't get back to that level again.
Well, that Godspeed on that job, because that's something that nobody is good for. Nobody.
No, it is not. You know, and there are so many things that we have dealt with in the last year and a half, whether it be methamphetamine or the heroin.
Yeah, the gigantic heroin bust.
Right. Those are things that are good for no one. Nobody's going to win out of that.
Do you see, whenever, after you had the gigantic heroin bust last February, or February before last, did you see you didn't see much heroin in the area anyway to start with.
No, there wasn't a lot at the time. We saw an increased number there for a little bit.
Yeah.
But we've not seen any for a little while now.
Supply and demand, I guess. The demand dries up if there's no supply.
Well, and I think, you know, there were some issues with possibly some of the batches.
Yeah.
And some possible overdoses regarding that.
Well, you know, that leads you to K2.
Right, exactly.
Because the K2 is, I don't think anybody knows what's going into the to the product chemically, do they?
No, you have no idea. You may get a package that has a significantly more concentrated level of the chemicals on it than another package, just because of how they do it. And the stuff that they were doing at the time, the Flacca, is what we had trouble with there at the high school and other places.
How often are you able to go into the high schools and talk to them about the issues and problems that they've got? I guess the high schools all have programs of their own on that kind of thing.
They do. They have social workers there, and they have folks that do that. And the high schools in our area are very good about it.
Sure.
But it would be nice to have more of a presence there, whether it be a dog search once in a while or something to kind of let them know that, yeah, we're here and that, you know, we're not going to tolerate any of that.
Speaking of that, how's the grant going? You have the administration of the grant, the monthly grant that the Wayne County Sheriff's Department received. The one that you're going into the schools monthly, you got.
That's going real well.
I forgot the name.
Are the Key Grant.
The You Are the Key
Yes,
Grant. That's
yes,
right.
I apologize. That has been really good. It's been a success. I've been I was at CISNE a couple of weeks ago. They had a program. Every month we've had something going on. We finally got the money in, so we've been able to.
Did you?
Yeah, we finally got it in last week.
How about that?
So we got it in, and we've allocated it out to the schools and got them paid.
We said, now that's got to be a big boon.
It is. It's a big thing because that helps those folks that are doing it at the schools, gives them some incentive to get out and do a lot of the things. Robin Block has just been phenomenal with it, getting information not only to me but to, more importantly, the folks that are at the schools, the
right.
sponsors that are doing it at the schools.
Right.
And so it's been good. So there are other things going on coming up in March and April, I believe. And so
when's the next time you're going to get the kids in the car and shake them up? That was the
maybe in April. We'll probably do something in April because it's Alcohol Awareness Month.
Yeah.
So there'll probably be something, whether it be the beer goggles, trying to drive a golf cart, or you know something.
Is that what you do?
Yeah. Oh yeah. There.
You get them out on a golf cart and like clear out a place on the parking lot or something
right.
like that.
And
is that right?
And put those goggles on them and see if they can
you
drive.
See, we never did anything cool like that when I was in school.
No, not on a parking lot at the high school. I didn't.
I mean, supervised.
Oh, no, there was none of that. No.
All we had was, and God bless him, Larry Williams would come drive the shotguns, you know, shoot those into the ground.
Yeah, the skid.
The brake test.
That's right, yeah.
Which were pretty cool.
It was cool. When I worked for Country Companies, I got to see that a couple times when Larry was still with them.
That's right. Did you never load the paint in the shotguns?
No. No, but it was neat.
So did Larry ever actually, would he ever take those shotguns on the car, put them, stick them sideways, bring them up, and like go hunting? Deer hunting?
I never saw it with my own eyes, so I would say no.
That'd be a nice way to get you some venison.
That would be a good way to keep traffic out of your way.
Sounds like a Mad Max thing.
It does.
I've got Wayne County Sheriff Mike Everett here. We're talking about all kinds of things. When we return, we're going to talk about the drug disposal and how important that is. Here on the Bruce Dickey Show, we'll be back after these.
Yeah, we back.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Bruce Dickey Show here on AM and FM, WFIW, Fairfield, Illinois. It's 1390 on the AM dial, 104.9 on the FM. Joined this morning by Mike Everett, Wayne County Sheriff. We've been talking about how busy they've been lately and how loaded the jail is. Do you have room for more?
Yeah, we've got room for a few more. Not very many. I think 34 or 35 is the max. So,
have you ever had it to a level where you needed to ship some out to Wayne or White County, or where would you ship them?
Not since I've been sheriff. I've seen as many as 50.
In there?
Yeah. Yeah, that was, again, back in the 2003, four days.
Back in the wild days. Yes. Yeah, what we've been talking about. What do you guys consider those? Do you call them the old Wild West days or what?
It was just awful. It was a blur.
The bad old days.
Yeah. It was a time where, yes, you were busy and you were enjoying your job because you were going from
basically you were never bored.
Search warrant to search warrant back then.
That's amazing.
But, no, I wouldn't call it the good old days necessarily. It was fun at the time, but that was
you stayed busy.
It was just bad for the community.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. That's exactly right. We've been talking about that and talking about the jail as part one of the things at the jail that I didn't know about, and I don't think a lot of people may know about is the drug disposal box. Tell me a little bit about that, and give me a background on why people need to dispose of drugs properly. Why not just flush it down the toilet?
Well, first of all, flushing them down the toilet, that puts them into the water table and puts them into the water system.
Yeah.
And even with the
it's only one little Ramipril or something, you know, one little blood pressure. It's an antistatin or something. It's a statin blocker.
Well, those things.
It's a beta blocker.
To somebody else, it could be something that's harmful.
That's true.
And even with the technology that we have with our water treatment, you just can't sometimes get all of that stuff out.
Yeah.
And so what they have started doing, and pharmacies have been doing it for quite some time, but it's been a year or two ago, may have been longer, that we had a partnership with the Wayne County Farm Bureau and University of Illinois, I believe it is, and we have a drug disposal box in the lobby of the sheriff's office. So people can come in and drop off prescriptions of any kind.
That
they're done with, yes.
And, the thing you don't want, especially if you're in a house with children,
right,
or something like that. You don't want anybody to have access to some prescription that may be unsafe for them.
Right. Yeah. Well, and that's also a lot of times how we end up seeing prescription drugs out being sold is grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, aunt, uncle, whoever. They keep those things around even after a surgery or whatever. They're done with them, and they keep them around.
Just in case they need them later.
Right, and then someone steals them from them and sells them.
Do you ever see those things still in the original bottle with the with like grandma and grandpa's name on the bottle? I presume you would, because I mean I'm putting myself in the mind of the crazed drug criminal. Let's put it that way. How about that? Well, that okay. Worked. Maybe not crazed, but the drug criminal.
Sure.
Who is going to steal his grandma's drugs?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm already a POS right there. Right.
Exactly.
Okay. So I'm going to take grandma's drugs, but I want to know, wouldn't I want to know which one's which?
Right. You know, you want to know what you're doing, what you're taking.
Selling somebody Rohypnol or a roofie as opposed to,
right.
Well, like in The Hangover, the guy was buying roofies and ended up buying ecstasy.
Right.
Different thing.
Right.
Two entirely different things.
You know, something like Adderall is going to be a lot different than Oxycontin. So
yeah. So I mean that's my point. That's why I might keep the bottle with Grandma Dickey, with Agnes Dickey's name on it,
right?
As opposed to that tells me that yeah, this is my grandma's Oxycontin.
Like, well,
grandma's
some of these
been
folks
dead for 25 years now, so I mean this I'm okay with this. I'm okay with the analogy.
Some of these folks though are as astute as probably a lot of pharmacists at telling what a pill is just by the number on it.
Really?
Yes. They deal a lot in these things, and so they know what it's supposed to look like. They know
the shape.
Right, shapes. They know the difference between a 5-500 or a 5-325 hydrocodone and a 15-325 hydrocodone. So there's just so many things about it. So yes, you might see some bottles with still labels on them, but a lot of times when we find them, they're in bags or whatever else.
How often do you have to? How often does your box get filled?
It fills up surprisingly quick.
Is that right?
It does. We are having in April, and I'll know dates maybe at next month. But in April, we're having a drug take back day at the sheriff's office. We have done this in the past at the hospital, but this time we're doing it by ourselves, basically, and we're doing it at the sheriff's office. It'll be in April. People can come by. If it's nice enough, we will have people outside the sheriff's office. You can drive through the parking lot, drop off whatever unwanted or unused drugs, and we send those to the DEA, and they incinerate and dispose of them.
I was gonna say, I guess that was going to be my next question. What do you do with the stacks of drugs?
We have them incinerated.
Mm-hmm. How often? I'm going to ask it again. You say it more often than you think you have to. More often than you expected. I'm working my head around the logistics of the thing. Mm-hmm. How big a pile of drugs are you sending to the incinerator?
Oh, last time we did it, probably 75 to 100 pounds.
You're kidding me.
No, I've probably got 50 to 60 pounds upstairs in my evidence locker right now that we're
that
getting,
you're waiting. That
you're waiting
set
to give
to
back to the. DEA.
I guess I just don't realize how many prescription drugs folks usually take.
There have been one of the drug take back days we shipped back 170 some pounds just out of one morning gathering drugs.
Wow.
Yeah.
How big a pile is that? I mean, I'm trying to do the math in my head now of the size of the pile. I guess that you can get that into the back of a car, but I mean,
well, we
I know how big a box of nails is that weighs 50 pounds.
Right. They send boxes. The DEA sends me boxes with plastic liners. And so we fill up those boxes. Yeah. And generally they weigh anywhere from, depending on what is put in there.
Yeah.
They'll weigh anywhere from 22 to 30 pounds per box.
See, now it's beginning to get a little bit more clear to me, mm-hmm. Mike. Why it's probably not that good an idea to flush them down the toilet.
No.
Because that's a pretty big quantity. I just knew how much I have.
No, it's
which
a,
are just a
massive.
Few, you know, I don't have any leftover prescriptions because whenever the doctor says use till done, I use till done. Right.
Right.
That's what the doctor says.
That's what they tell you to do. But it's a massive amount. You'd be surprised at how many people come and drop off, you know, a deceased loved one.
They're already prescripted up.
Right. And, you know, a lot of these folks, if they've had some sort of insurance program where they send them a month at a time or they may send them 6 months worth at a time and they pass away, that family's got to deal with that somehow. So they will bring Walmart sacks full of drugs and put them in that disposal box that we have.
That's amazing to me.
It's amazing how many you get out of it. The things that we cannot take, the things that they don't want in the boxes, obviously syringes we can't take. We can't take anything sharp, whether it be diabetic, the stickers, yeah, whatever they're the lancets.
Lancets.
Yeah, we can't take the lancets. They don't want inhalers.
Really? Why no inhalers?
I think because during the incineration process, those things are under pressure and they explode in the incinerator.
In the process.
Right. So you're not supposed to do that. But I've had everything from, you know, milk of magnesia to vitamins to you name it put in there.
People sending you vitamins?
Oh, yeah. There's been tons of vitamins in there.
Oh, fish oil.
Old. Yeah, there's stuff in there that's over the counter that you don't have to dispose of, but it is a good way that it's not ending up in a dump somewhere. It's not ending up in the water table.
Yeah.
It's incinerated and done away with properly.
That's amazing to me. I'm floored by the amount. I was sitting there thinking, okay, yeah, we're going to talk about drug disposal. This is going to be boring. There's going to be nothing to talk about. 175 pounds. That is just shocking to me.
Yeah, we have to FedEx, the DEA sends us FedEx labels, and there's a special FedEx van that comes by and picks those up straight from our office and takes them straight to the DEA.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
It is. It's. I was really, really shocked the first.
Well, you see, you've shocked me. Mm-hmm. I just don't think about it.
Right.
You know? This is one of the things that the people just don't think about.
No, they don't. They don't think about how, when you look at how many people are taking medication just in Wayne County, can you imagine throughout the
15,000 people,
the medical industry, how much is wasted?
Oh, buddy.
Every year. That's why our insurance rates are the way they are,
yeah,
because of the massive waste.
That makes sense.
Well, it does.
That makes sense. What's going on? Anything coming up? You got anything like testing coming up? Employee testing?
No.
Anything coming up soon?
Nothing this year. Nothing that I know
of.
Like
I say, you're probably looking at May of 17 or something, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That will be when we will be doing that again. I would be remiss if I did not mention that it is my secretary's birthday today. Linda, her birthday is today. So I want to wish her happy birthday. I think it's 35.
Nice.
I think
that's
how old she
that's
is today.
That's wonderful.
It is.
I don't think I had her on the list.
Yeah.
Did I have her on the list? I'm pretty sure I didn't have her on the list as I looked through the trash. So, no, she didn't win a ice cream cake.
Oh, well, no. No ice cream cake.
So, well, yeah, but you're going to take her out for
lunch. I think
we're
going to take her out for lunch today since it's her birthday.
That is the most thoughtful thing.
We try.
I'm gonna leave him here so he doesn't say anything that's gonna get him into trouble at all. Hey, Mike, thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
I appreciate you coming in here monthly. Mike comes in about the second Wednesday every month, and we'll talk over this drug take back and all kinds of other things going on next month. That's the Bruce Dickey Show for today, folks. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to y'all again tomorrow.